And we welcome you back here for the start of the third quarter. Matt Orman, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, Ray Malaspina in the studios today. Brad Burascano here as our on-site engineer. A half down and a half to go. Point Beach leading Shore Regional by a score of 6-0.
Our second half kickoff is brought to you by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Member FDIC.
It will be Point Beach to kick off here. They receive the opening kickoff, so Shore will get a crack at it first. The Blue Devils will have the wind with them in the third quarter, against them in the fourth, reverse it for Point Beach. They'll kick into the wind to begin this third quarter.
Yeah, interesting decision by Beach to kick into the wind. They could have taken the wind in this third quarter because Shore's option was to receive. They'll take the wind in the fourth.
Halftime adjustments paramount, certainly, in a game as tight as this one. Let's see what changes from second quarter end to third quarter beginning. We're up and running here as Zach McCartney will angle this one towards the Point Beach sideline. It's picked up by Mike Moore, trying to run for his life and stopped at the far side hash mark at around the 14-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for the Blue Devils.
This Blue Devil team managed just 53 yards of offense in the first half. Point Beach had 125, but here's the asterisk. Of that 125, 1 yard in the second quarter.
It was a great start for Point Beach. If you didn't join us right at the beginning of the game, they had the football for the first 8-plus minutes. Came away with no points. Did score later in the quarter. Really could be up by 3 touchdowns if you think about it. First down and 10 for Matt Mew. Hands off here to Doug Goldsmith off the left side. He'll pick up a yard to the 15. Nothing more than that. There is a Shore Regional player that is down. Bill Barry with the tackle. Looks like Chris Okupski, number 75, which would be a major loss on both sides of the football for sure.
That is him, Matt.
6'5", 300-pound senior being looked at by several Division I schools. And he is lying right on his stomach, face down into the ground.
We had an early injury in the first quarter. That was to number 4, Nick Kessler, the starting wide receiver.
Still in uniform, Matt, but he is clearly done for the day, Kessler.
Well, I did just get the official word down here, Kevin, that he is questionable for the second half.
Well, I
know. So not officially out.
When they came out for the second half kickoff, he was not with the rest. He was about 25 yards behind the rest of the team, walking very slowly. Now they're going to turn Okupski onto his back as he's attended to by medical staff here on the field. He is sitting up. I wonder if it might be a back injury. If it was back or side.
It looks like the left leg, guys, they're working on.
They brought out 3 extra offensive linemen. That's when you know you're big.
Yeah,
usually it's
exactly.
A guy, maybe 2.
Maybe the trainer.
They've got to send 3 people off to help you get off. Then you're pretty big. And Okupski is. He's one of the captains on this team. As Kevin said,
Matt, he does have a pretty good brace on his left knee. As a matter of fact, he's got braces on both knees. Definitely a leg knee problem.
Well, he is walking gingerly off the field with teammates on each side helping him, and hopefully he can return. Tough way to be a senior and get hurt in your final game, you know, and not be able to be on there. Because you got to expect this game is going down to the wire, and I still think that blocked extra point is going to be a major factor here.
We get back to work here with 11:30 now and running. Second down and 9. Here's the pitch to Miller. Coming near side, breaks a tackle, comes forward, gets to the 25-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. Nice hard run that time for number 25, Brian Miller.
It does seem like the Blue Devils have had a little more success now that they've started running outside a bit more with all the beef in the middle for Point Beach. They've been able to turn the corner on a few plays.
First down and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Wings either direction. Goldsmith will get the carry, and he is brought down in the backfield. Bronson Liguori smashing through the line and making the tackle. Yard loss, make it second and 11.
That's the second time today that Liguori has just read a gap and shot through and made a tackle in the backfield. So it'll bring up a second down and 11. We're just underway here in the third quarter. Opening drive of the second half. Shore with the football at their own 24-yard line. Trailing Point Beach 6-0.
Points certainly at a premium here today. We've had just the one touchdown. Came late in the first quarter for Mike Fraunheim. Second down and 11. Back judge is counting. Mew gets the snap off in time. Play action. Wants to throw. In trouble. Hit. Ball popped up. And it is a fumble, I believe. Somewhere between an incomplete and a fumble. Mew is saying it should be an incompletion.
I think it's a fumble.
I think you are right.
It is.
And it will be Point Beach football. It was up in the air, almost caught in the air, finally pulled down by number 42.
Kevin Barry was the one who came around the outside. We saw it the whole way. Mew never saw him as he came from the backside and came over the top with the arm as Barry had brought the ball back. Actually fortunate as they garnered goal, almost picked it off in the air and would have been able to probably run it back for a touchdown, but a big turnover to start the third quarter.
Here's Jake Fioretti bringing the offense on. Split back. The give will be to Fraunheim, and he will take it down close to the 15-yard line. Gain of about two. So Point Beach, who has seemingly had great field position all morning long, trying to cash in here and go up two scores.
Well, that buck sweep that was so successful in the first quarter has been completely shut down by the Blue Devils from the second quarter on, and that was buck sweep right there with Fraunheim looking for some yardage, only picked up one.
You almost feel like the Gulls are going to have to do something a little bit differently on offense.
Noah Yates drawing double coverage off to the left side of the formation as the single receiver. Fioretti, quarterback keep. Design quarterback keep off the right side. Hurdles, the tackler gets down to the 13-yard line. Gain of two, bringing up a third down and about seven.
You know, Matt, under normal circumstances, I would say maybe you run something to the middle of the field here and try for the field goal to go up two scores. But as we saw in the first half, kicking into this wind, what a factor. And I don't know that really any kind of field goal, much more than anything from an extra point, would be automatic on a day like today.
From the 13-yard line, Point Beach needs to get down to the 7 for a first and goal. Split back set. Well, Grzniak will get it up the middle, tripped up, and then dropped right at the 7. I think he's going to have enough for the first down, but looked for a second like he was going to score. Someone got a shoe top to bring him down.
Yeah, they're going to measure this one, Matt. That was a nice little quick trap to where Grzniak that time. Quick hitters. It seems like the speed of the Blue Devils has stopped that buck sweep, so that Beach, with a good adjustment, going to the quick hitting screen, quick hitting trap up the middle.
It's hard to tell because the lines, the markers are about 5 yards off the sidelines on the other side. I think he got it by a football.
Well, either way, I think we're in four down territory. They're going to be short by about almost a yard.
I thought he got a bad spot then. I don't know if they moved the ball back. It looked like initially they put the ball closer to the 6, Matt. They ended up moving it back to the 7.
Yeah, then when they moved it to the middle part of the field, they moved it back as well. The referee did. He respotted the ball. It is fourth down and a little less than a yard. Point Beach will keep the offense on and will go for it.
Of course, the big thing here, the obstacle, Matt Proto, the 276-pound guy lining up in the middle of the field. You got to try and stay away from him.
Tight end wing off to the Grzniak, gets it, hit in the backfield. Second surge, he'll have the first down, down inside the 5-yard line. Good initial defense, but will Grzniak, the 5'10", 195-pound junior, able to push the pile forward, get down inside the 5 to the 4. It'll be first and goal for Point Beach.
And as he got close to that marker, all the Beach offensive linemen helped their way pushing, including Sean Strunches, who literally leaped into the pile. You never see that call, by the way. You know, that's that is illegal to push your own runner, but it's never called.
Only if you get called, it's illegal. Tight end to the right, wing receiver combo off to the left. Here's Fioretti, quarterback off the right side, dancing forward into the end zone for a touchdown. 4-yard touchdown run for Jake Fioretti, and Point Beach has gone up 12-0.
That was a pretty interesting call, Matt, because they ran option for the first time today, and the fake on the exchange was almost fumbled as there was some good sure penetration. However, Fioretti pulled it out of the stomach of the dive back and kept it around the corner for the easy touchdown.
Point Beach will go for two to try to get the point back that they had on the extra point attempt. They'll come out in a straight T formation. Tight ends either way. Fioretti rolling left, stopping, looking, throwing back across the field, wanting Yates. This one deflected down, and the Garnet Gulls will have to settle for a 12-0 lead. They put turnovers as a key stat, and Point Beach cashing in on a costly Shore Regional one. 12-0, they lead, 7:24 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more state playoff action on the Shore Sports Network.
And brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River, a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for some 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy.
After the touchdown, Point Beach leading 12-0. Short kickoff here, fielded by Ryan Campy, number 7. Second-level player for Shore Regional, who gets the football back here in pretty decent field position. Kevin, that's been such a big part of this game today. Point Beach has basically lived on field position and time of possession. Now Shore, with a good opportunity, they have it at their own 40-yard line.
And the Blue Devils must have a sense of urgency here. They're now down 2 scores. They have been stymied offensively all afternoon. But as Ed said, you don't abandon the wing tee offense too early, and there's still plenty of time.
Out of the shotgun, Mew will give it to Mike Moore, coming around the right end, hit and dropped at the 44-yard line. Nice tackle made by Fraunheim, the corner coming up to make the play. It'll be 2nd and 6, 7:05 and rolling here in the third quarter.
Of course, we didn't mention, guys, that Fraunheim, the running back, is a transfer student. And his grandfather is Pierce Fraunheim, the all-time winningest coach in New Jersey.
Brian Miller this time, the wingman, in motion. He'll get it off the left side. Get forward close to the 49-yard line. Forrest Gardner making the tackle. Third down coming up and 2 yards.
And I did, as I was coming down to the field, see Pierce here in attendance with his good friend Al Sainer. Of course, a familiar name to Shore fans.
Sitting right behind us.
Yep.
They're up here, both of them.
Oh, they made it their way into the box.
They've been here all day, yep.
Smart. It's warm up here. Third down and 2 with just about 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Big 3rd and 2. Mew under center. Moore in motion. Here's the give to Francisco up the middle. This is going to depend on the spot of the football.
He's going to be short.
Needed to get the midfield. The initial spot, we'll say, short by about a half a yard.
Well, we'll see what kind of desperation mode Coach Constantino is, because this is an important fourth down call.
You've got to go for it.
You have to go for it, yep. So fourth down and about a football from just shy of midfield for the Blue Devils.
Chris Johnson bringing the play in from the sideline. Again, long time breaking from the huddle. We'll keep an eye on the back judge. Johnson setting himself left side of the formation. Tight end wing off to the right. Split back set. Here's the give to Miller. He will have the first down just barely. Was hit at the line of scrimmage, fell forward, and takes the ball to the 49-yard line into Beach territory. Fresh set of downs as the gamble pays off for sure.
Is that for sure or for sure?
for sure.
Thank you.
S-H-O-R-E. Blue Devils trailing by 12. 5 minutes to go in the third. Offset eye look. Pitch into the short side of the field. Moving to the Beach sideline. Here is the give to Miller. And he'll get forward to the 46-yard line. Tanner Smith coming up to make the tackle.
You know, the Blue Devils getting nothing easy today, Matt. You know, 4 or 5 yards is about it, and they've got to work for everything. And meantime, that clock just keeps ticking. And like I said, there's a lot of time, but it is a factor now that it's a two-score deficit.
Best play of the day, Kevin, when you think about it, for sure, has been that was that screen pass that came in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Moore as the wingman to the right. Offset eye look. Mew, play action. Dumps it in out of the swing pass to Miller. He'll break the tackle or two, come forward, get a first down at the 39-yard line, or be close to a first down. Fraunheim with the tackle, and they will move the sticks forward.
Well, you could make an argument. There are two best plays of the day, the screen and then the swing pass there to the running back. They've only completed one pass to a receiver today, and that was actually on the second play of the game, the pass to Nick Kessler, in which Kessler was injured.
You trying to say they should throw the ball a little more?
Maybe a little more.
Wings to either direction. Mew from the shotgun does want to throw here. This one deflected up in the air. Great defensive play by Jake Fioretti. He had the coverage on Jack Britton, the wideout. And with the incompletion, clock stop, 3:48 to go, second and 10.
Of course, the problem is this offense is just not a passing offense. So even there, and I like the idea of throwing the ball on first down. You only have one receiver on the pattern. If he's covered, there's really nowhere to go. Mew's a big quarterback, 6'5", stands there, looks good, headed to Bucknell. Outstanding student, had him on our Thursday night show earlier in the year. Very impressed with the way he handles himself. And really, he's kind of the guy that's got to rally this Shore team today.
Second down and 10. The offset eye look, play action for Mew. Stops in the pocket, throws down the sideline, has a man, went right through the hands of Miller, who had beaten the coverage that time of Noah Yates by a little bit. Bring it up now, third and 10.
Well, nothing wrong with that pass.
No, that was right on the money.
Yep.
Maybe about an inch too far. And he did run it against the state's leading interceptor with 9, Noah Yates.
3 of those returned for touchdowns. By the way, the other thing is that this is the quarter you have the wind at your back. So you might want to throw it here a little more because once we go the other way, it becomes even more challenging.
I set another play action. Here comes pressure. Mew hangs in the pocket, throws, got a man more at the 28, 20, make it 15, 10, 5. Nobody going to catch him. Touchdown, Shore Regional. No flags on the play, and Mew, who is slow to get up, took a hard shot, but boy, did he hang in the pocket well, and the Blue Devils on the scoreboard.
Well, busted coverage, obviously. Nobody covered more. Wide open, and all they had to do was get him the ball, and they did, and he did the rest, and now the game changes dramatically.
3.5 minutes to go. Matt Mew throwing his 9th touchdown pass of the season. On for the all-important extra point, Jake Montero. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. We've got a brand new ball game, Shore Regional. Has sliced the deficit to 5, 12-7 they trail. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school action on the Shore Sports Network.
And today's game brought to you in part by Kitchen and Bath with TLC, experts at making your dream kitchen or bath a reality, all while staying within your budget. Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Surf City on Long Beach Island.
So the touchdown pass, Mew to Moore, making it 12-7. With 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Big play for the Blue Devils as they get themselves right back into this football game. 39-yarder is the official tally. Ball falling off the tee for Montero, who is trying to kick off.
Interesting, Matt and Kevin. Coach Kaz just turned to me, saw me standing behind him. He said, "We put that play in yesterday." The reason why Mew took a big hit was that he waited, he delayed because, who was it, Moore, came from the opposite side of the field to catch the football.
Brian Miller will have to come on and hold the football here for Montero as the wind continues to swirl around a little bit. They'll give you a couple of chances to have that ball fall off, but then after two, you have to bring somebody in. Montero will step into this one, give it a pretty good charge out of the back part of the end zone. It will go and come out for a touchback. Blue Devils right now got some momentum.
And clearly the wind is a factor today, and no doubt about it. I think it's becoming more and more a factor as the game goes on, as that ball sailed right through the end zone. But in 3 minutes and 30 seconds, Point Beach will have the wind. The question is, can they get to that point still with a 12-7 lead? Let's see if the Shore defense carries that momentum through here. They could really use a three and out.
Fioretti under center. Will hand it off to Gumbus off the left side. He is stacked up and dropped in the backfield by Doug Goldsmith, who blitzed right through. And the inside linebacker makes the tackle for a one-yard loss. Make it second and 11.
And, of course, the other factor is the crowd. The Shore crowd is kind of into it. They have had nothing to root for pretty much all day. And now us being on the home side where they are, they're starting to get into this one a bit.
Single wide out as man in motion is Fraunheim from his wing back spot, where Grzniak gets the carry, gets back the yard loss plus one more. 2 yard pickup off the right side. It'll be third down and 9. James Bedell there to make the tackle.
If they don't get a first here, Matt, the Beach will have to punt it to that stiff wind, and they've had 2 punts blocked already today.
And an extra point. Yep. So they've had 3 kicks blocked by this Shore defense.
Here's Noah Yates as the single wideout. He'll draw double coverage, set to the right. Fraunheim in motion again, left to right. Play action Fioretti. Pressure coming into the flat. Well, Grzniak makes the catch. And as he was hit, the hit actually pushed him forward.
It will be a first down. Wow. How about that for a conversion, huh? Was that an ugly-looking pass or what?
Got to get there.
It looked like a shot put, but as you said, Fioretti got the ball where he had to.
That's a huge first down for Point Beach.
Oh, my goodness, you are not kidding.
Essentially, you can work the rest of the clock out here in the third quarter.
I think you got to run the ball 3 times here, so at the very least, punt with the wind. And if you're well, when we get there, I'll bring up my next point.
Yates again, single wide out to the left. Tight end wing off to the right side. Well, Grzniak gets it. Dive play off the right side. Steve Fiumfrido will make the tackle from his defensive tackle spot. 1 yard pickup. Make it second and 9. Less than 90 seconds to go here in the third.
Now, if you're on the other side, on the Shore sideline, you may think about taking a timeout after either this down or the next one to make them punt into the wind.
That was what I was going to say. I was going to wait till third down. Good one, Ed.
65 seconds to go. Gumbus in motion from left to right. Here's the give to Fraunheim. He'll try the right side on the sweep, get to the 35-yard line. It'll be third down and about 6. Matt Proto on the tackle. Have not seen Chris Okupski back into the game defensively.
He is on the sidelines, Matt, and he's standing up and he's got his helmet on. It looks like he wants to kind of get back in the action a little bit. So maybe they're going to save him for offense.
35 seconds to go. Shore taking a look at the clock.
Now they're going to have to run it, Matt. They cannot run it down.
Shore looking to the back judge, I think, to start that count because it's been a long time here. As Beach now comes out, the 5 countdown has begun. Here's Fioretti rolling in trouble, keeps his feet, dragged down at the 36-yard line.
And made a big mistake by going out of bounds.
Yeah, because Shore will not have to use a timeout now.
And we don't even know if they would have, but that is a big, big mistake.
They had talked about it already on the Shore sideline, so
yeah.
They were going to use a timeout, Kevin, as you called. But now Beach will have to punt it into this wind. I believe the last time they did that, it went, 10 yards?
McCartney will come on and hope that the blocking situation has been resolved.
Yeah, here's Penn up front again.
And here they come. High snap. Angles it towards the shore sideline. It will bounce and be down at the 47. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. We're back right after this quick break. You're listening to the state playoff action. Central Jersey Group 1, Point Beach leads 12-7, live on the Shore Sports Network.